I've started telling folks about the benefits of eating dried grapes. Yeah, it's all about raising awareness.
Oh,
you know what's
man.
Funny? I also had that one in my list for today as well, too. You told it better than I would.
A woman, very fortunate woman in Thailand, found a huge lump, believed to be expensive whale vomit, washed up on the beach near her home. She was walking along after a rainstorm when she noticed this strange mass. She walked up closer to the substance to have a look and found it had a fishy smell. If I had been her, I think at that point is when I would have made my exit. But thinking that it could be something she could sell. Again, she's like, hey, this is large and it smells bad, but I can make some money off this. The 49-year-old dragged it back to her house. The oval-shaped lump weighed 15 pounds based on previous sale prices. The weight would give the vomit, also known as ambergris, an estimated value of over $250,000.
Wow. Finders keepers, losers weepers. Dog hair is just continual, and I don't know about other people. I know you got the brush. I used it this morning on these blue pants to get the dog hair off. But even on Sunday, as recently as Sunday, I'm in the bathroom, and I was just like, ah! I just kind of let out a yell, like, ah! My wife's like, what is it? And she was concerned, and I'm like, I'm so sick of dog hair.
Mark gets really bothered when canines start to shed. It's kind of hard to sleep when you have dog hair in your bed. It covers every surface, sticks to you when you get up. He now looks like the Sasquatch thanks to his poor shedding pup.
Actually, we probably could make some money off this. Here, hold still.
You know, Proverbs talks about as a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns
but
to his vomit.
But a whale doesn't. Yeah. Apparently a whale just leaves it so that it can make people rich.
Yeah. So Michael's been out for wrestling, and he got the Guts Award last week. And so last night, he's in the kitchen kind of late. We had had hamburgers, but I don't know. He hadn't wanted them, so he's making eggs. And I see him kind of pushing against the cupboard and then just kind of pushing himself back. So I come up from behind, and we have a good dad, father-son moment, at least briefly. And I kind of, you know, squeeze him from behind. He then sees it as an attack or something. He puts his feet against the counter. We go blasting back for a moment. I see my life flash before my eyes as I crash into my wife's kitchen shelf. I go toppling down. I mean, it's kind of one of those what happened moments. The shelf, yes, at the base is broken.
Nice.
Father and son are apologetic to wife about it. And he says his plan was to flip over my head, to which my wife says, you know, there's no way you could have done that. He says, if dad was stronger, I could have.
This is just gross. Freshly produced ambergris or whale vomit acquires a sweet, earthy scent as it ages, commonly likened to the fragrance of rubbing alcohol without the vaporous chemical astringency. Ambergris has been highly valued by perfumers. Oh, Mary, what are you wearing? Oh, it's whale vomit number 5. It's new from Chanel.
Oh, my. Well, an international flight turned out to be anything but perfect for a stowaway. Yeah, a cat somehow snuck on board while the plane was being cleaned overnight. Can happen. No one saw it until 30 minutes after the flight took off. That's when the cat ran into the cockpit and attacked the pilot.
What?
He was upset. He's like, I didn't know we were flying.
And it's just like, no, 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 I don't want to be here.
The crew tried to help, but was no match for the furry passengers, so they turned around and landed.
Oh, Catwoman. Catwoman, will you never learn?
And Caleb, of course, this is not the first animal ruckus on a plane. A scorpion made headlines 2 years ago after stinging someone on a United Airlines flight to Atlanta.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm good. Would rather not have animals rustling up on any of my flights.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
So Kat Jacoby coming in from Fierce Freedom at 8:15 this morning, and she'll be our guest shooter. And her mom listening in Florida this morning following Caleb's song about dog hair says, I don't know how this hoop thing works, but I pledge $100 if you find dog hair on Catherine's person. Easiest cash you'll ever make. Thank you, Susan.
Any sort of creative pledge is awesome.
Best
Thank
pledge
you, Susan
ever.
Jacoby. We let her search herself, and what did you find?
Dog hair. Well, once I knew $100 was on the line, I was more invested. At first, I didn't have that much.
Well, first she's just like, well, I do have mink on my coat.
And I have less dog hair than usual because I knew I'd be coming into the radio studio and people could hear it.
I've not been a beachcomber before, but maybe I should move to Thailand and try and find whale barf.
But with this story, you can now get college credit for listening to this morning show.
Yes, because there are a lot of $10 words in there.
That is oceanography class for you right there. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Halvo? As I get older and remember all the people I lost along the way, yeah. I think maybe a career as a tour guide wasn't a good choice.
That was good. I like that one.
I'm just going to end on that one.
This time of year's traumatic. It will take time to heal. When dog hair is a garnish on the top of every meal, this falling fur is everywhere. And what's a guy to do? Try yelling like Chewbacca, because you now look like him too.
You look like him too.